В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Христос рождается. Christ is born. Часом треба нам застановитися над тим, чому ми святкуємо в третій день різдвяних свят святого Стефана, первомученика. Він же ж не був присутній при народженні Ісуса. Він не причетний до того, що ми святкували, здавалося б. А тут ми в третій день свят його пам'ять зберігаємо. Why is it that Saint Stephen is remembered on the third day of Christmas? Because just as we read in yesterday's gospel for the synaxis of the Mother of God, Jesus' birth is met with immediate persecution on the part of Herod, so also the birth of the church is quickly met with persecution as well. And persecution unto death. But it's not so much the death that is emphasized here as the witness. The word martyr in Greek means witness. It's a person who witnesses to the good news of Jesus Christ. Святий Стефан Первомученик є свідком. Він подає своє свідчення про Господа Ісуса Христа. В українській мові ми наголошуємо факт, що його вбили, називаємо його мучеником. Але в грецькій мові його називали би свідком. Він є свідком Божої ласки, Божої любові, доброї новини Христової. Yesterday, I slept most of the day, I must admit. I did not have any great divine dreams. You know, angels did not tell me where to move to. So I guess I'm going to stay around for a while. I'm not going to Egypt. I'm not going to Nazareth either. I'm going to stay in Tucson. But for the short while that I was awake, I actually watched a bit of news. There wasn't much going on in the United States, so it was mostly this kind of commentary instead of hard news. And I watched as a journalist interviewed this psychologist slash journalist who claimed that President Trump and his whole administration have been concocting this story of a war on Christmas. But there is no war on Christmas, she said. Now, and she said, you know, the fact that people say happy holidays is not against Christmas. It is only an attempt to be more inclusive. And then she went on to say that about half of Americans no longer ascribe any religious significance to Christmas. They celebrate Christmas. Over 90% of Americans celebrate Christmas. But half of those do not consider it a religious celebration. So this was further evidence in her mind that there really is no attempt to obliterate the religious significance by actually mentioning Christmas and Christ's birth. As President Trump has claimed, and he has tried to make an issue of this, saying, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas again. Now, my comment to this journalist / psychologist is, really, there's no war on Christmas? Well, I happen to know people who have been told that they are expressly forbidden to put up a very secular-looking sign that says, Merry Christmas. And they must take it down immediately, or the implication was, at least, that they will be disciplined. And it's not an isolated case. Christianity is being pushed aside. By ISIS, it's being persecuted outright. By secularism, it is being presented as a holdover of a previous age. Of course, our evolutionary, progressive, never-ending progress towards better things has left the religious significance of Christmas behind. Instead, we now worship consumerism. I guess that is the new religion that has taken the place of Christianity. Oh yes, joy, hope, generosity, but based in what? Joy, based in what? If you look around at the world, there isn't that much to be joyful about. Hope. And who's going to give us this hope? The politicians? The entertainment industry? The news media? Who's going to give us this hope? And how? Based on what should we be hopeful? Well, of course, we should be hopeful on the basis of these evolutionary principles, which have a lot to do with 19th century philosophy and not so much science. A Hegelian Marxist analysis of human history, it moves to something better, but through contradiction and often through great violence. So, as we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ in human nature, we are called to pay attention to the fact that the fact that we do this may wind us up in trouble with some of the progressive thinkers of this world. It's interesting that in the last year, approximately 9,000 Christians have died for their faith. Do you know that that happens every year? 9,000 is the average number of Christians that are killed every year for the last several decades. This 9,000 figure is greater than all of the martyrs of the Roman Empire. There have been more Christian martyrs in 2017 than there were in all of the imperial persecutions of Christianity in the first several hundred years of the faith. Oh, we're progressing towards something different, all right. But what has progressed is the clever use of statistics, the clever use of language to mask reality. And that's why St. Stephen's witness, his clear exposition of the truth, is what we need to focus on. The clear exposition of the truth. It's interesting that the Tropar specifically mentions that he is put together by the, he's put to death, excuse me, by the lawless ones. The lawless ones? He was persecuted because he was seen as a threat to the law, with a capital L. But in fact, those who stood for the law were acting lawlessly. So this ability to fool around with language has been with us for a long time. It's just accelerated in our own lifetimes, so that those who are for the murder of children in the womb are not only pro-choice, they are actually protecting women's health. It's a women's health issue. There are so many of these word games around that it would take too long to go through them. But you know them because you encounter them day after day. Saint Stephen stood up for the truth. He showed how history had led up to this moment. What we read was only excerpts from St. Stephen's testimony. That's because it would have been quite long. It goes on from Abraham all the way to Jesus. And you would think that the listeners would have rejoiced in his exact knowledge of the history of salvation, with the only fact being that at the end he mentions Jesus. So the law, the protectors of the law, turned into the transgressors of the law, and Stephen becomes an image for us of how to speak the truth in the face of enmity. Svätý Stefan, prvomučenik, je dla nás příkladem, щоб ми не боялися того, що світ є проти істини, але щоб ми спокійно, тверезо, з любов'ю, так як святий Стефан, який просив Господа не взяти за зле його вбивцям, спокійно, тверезо, з любов'ю ми маємо ісповідувати правдиву віру. Правду про надзвичайну Божу любов до людського роду. Амінь. В ім'я Отця і Сина, і Святого Духа. Амінь. Христос рождається! Christ is born!